You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
And Roman Coz is to be found at Cozzy's Corner, as you would expect. Morning, Roman.
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to our listeners. And it goes without saying, but best wishes to anybody who's involved with anything to do with Anzac today. Through relations or personal experiences. I had the pleasure of being at the 6 o'clock service at Euroa here this morning, and for those who are unaware, there is a 10 o'clock march down Binney Street going to the RSL, where another service will be held. So if you're unable to get there this morning, there's a second option.
Yeah, thank you, Roman. And interestingly, earlier in the morning, we heard military historian Peter Spring say that Euroa, for its size and population, has the most number of VCs anywhere in the world. So that's a fascinating thing.
Well, it's amazing, really. There are three life-size statues outside the RSL, and the history of each of those persons is up on the wall there, with the history of, like the war and that, etc. going back. It's quite astounding that such a small area had three VC heroes. Amazing figure, really.
Yeah. No, I must admit I didn't know that until a bit earlier on. We're talking to Peter Spring. Yeah, interesting.
Well, we always send people there when Susie and I, and I guess everybody, when we're doing the hub, which is the local information centre, we always suggest that people should pop around and have a look. It's only just 100 yards around the corner from Binning Street. So a fabulous, fabulous little area there.
Yeah, fantastic. Roman, this morning, chatting about Eric Bogle, songwriter and singer, had a lot to do with Anzac-type songs. Tell us a little bit about Eric.
Well, Eric was born on September the 23rd, 1944. That makes him 77, in Peebles, Scotland. A bit of a musical background, in if you could call it that. His dad played the bagpipes.
Okay.
Eric showed some writing ability early, because he was writing poetry at the age of 8. As a late teenager, he ended up in a band called Eric and the Informers, and he quotes his early influences being Elvis Presley and who's wasn't. Yeah. And another strange one, sort of, Lonnie Donegan, who most people remember for those two classics, My Old Man's a Dustman, and Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavour on the Bedpost Overnight?
Yeah, the good old skiffle music, which did very well in the north of England, so obviously must have gone into Scotland as well.
Absolutely, that's exactly correct. In 1969, at the age of 25, he decided to emigrate to Australia. He had that urge to start travelling, and he wrote a song called Leaving Nancy, which was about his mum, and I saw an interview on the YouTube the day he left for Australia. Was the last time he saw his mum, and it was quite a teary, farewell, but he decided he needed to get going, see the world. And the song Leaving Nancy, there have been a couple of good versions by the Dubliners and the Furies. He initially ended up in Canberra as an accountant. Previously, he'd been a labourer, a clerk and a barman, so obviously quite adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
Became interested in politics, of course, as you would if you're living in Canberra, I guess. But
yep.
In 1980, he decided to go to Queensland and sort of start his life up there. In 1971, however, he wrote a song called And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda, a classic song about the Anzacs in World War One. It's been interpreted by some people as a reaction to the Vietnam War. I printed out the lyrics to it, and it makes a very, very interesting reading, a song of regret. And it's just, you have to listen to the words, and you're playing that a little bit later, Peter, and if the listeners don't remember all the words, have a listen. It's quite a poignant song. In 1976, he wrote a song called No Man's Land, and for those who don't know what No Man's Land means, it's the land between the two opposing armies, between their trenches, very dangerous area to be going from bombshell craters and unexploded bombs and, of course, enemy fire. And he wrote the song while he was reflecting over the grave of a young soldier, a young man cut down his prime, as he states. And there's been many cover versions of this particular song. as well. Peter, Paul and Mary, Donovan, the Furies, and our own Slim Dusty did a version as well, Pete.
Yeah, that's the one that I normally play, I must say. It's a great version of it.
Yes. Now, Bogle sang about many subjects. He's quite a character, this one. A comedy song, The Aussie Barbecue. A satirical song, which may not pass the mustard to these days, called I Hate Wogs, which I think was meant to be quite
goodness
funny.
Goodness me. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Serious songs like Now I'm Easy. And a couple of songs about departed pets, Little Gomez and Nobody's Maggie Now. And even one for his fans who often asked him, do you sing any Dylan? To which I think he had an unusual reply, which I won't mention here on this particular station.
No, thank you. Please don't.
It's a family show. Every 3 years since 1985, he did UK tours until 2009. And, of course, Australian tours, and he was a regular at the Port Fairy Folk Festival, which was usually held in March, but I'm assuming it hasn't been for a couple of seasons due to COVID. In May 2001, APRA, the Australasian Performing Rights Association, which we know a bit about at the station there, Pete.
We do.
Yes, as part of their 75th anniversary, they named and the band played Waltz and Matilda as one of their top 30 songs of all time.
Wow.
It's a big accolade, huge accolade.
Interesting one.
Sorry, Pete?
Oh, so that's an interesting one. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's won many awards, of course. Folk Performer of the Year in 1990, the National Folk Festival Lifetime Achievement Award. And I noticed in 1991 he won the Tamworth Songwriters Award with a comedy novelty song called Silly Slang Song. Now, Pete, you should have listened to this because the political correctness in this, the people who are a bit funny these days about having a bit of fun would have a field day with this particular song. And there's a lyric in there, he says, look at what we've done to the old mother tongue. And Pete, can I suggest you have a listen to it? I'm sure you'll have a bit of a giggle.
I'm sure I will. I'd like to do that. I will.
Silly Slang Song.
Yeah.
He's been married to Carmel since his Canberra days, way back in the early 1970s. And look, Pete, you've been fairly busy this morning. I'm going to leave Eric Bogle at this stage and allow you to play that great song. And the band played Waltzing Matilda.
Thank you, Roman Coz. And we'll catch up with you sometime in the future. In the meantime, Eric Bogle and his award-winning song, one of the top 30 songs of all time, according to APRA, which, that's an interesting one. Thank you, Roman Coz.
My pleasure.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.